You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
But if we really carefully examine our relationship with the Lord,
然后我们如果也很认真、很诚实地面对我这个人生命真正的情形，
and we truly honestly face our true condition,
我想不用人告诉我们需要在主的面前更认真、更谦卑，我们自己都会的。
Actually, no one needs to tell us to be more sincere and more diligent before the Lord.
这个礼拜很多机会唱过诗歌，很多机会祷告。
This week, we have many chances to sing hymns, to sing songs, and to pray.
常常就需要提醒自己，我到底有没有在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜他。
But I often need to remind myself, am I truly worshiping Him in truth and in the Spirit?
看起来好像是一个功课，是一个要求，是一个学习。
It seems like it's a requirement, it's a lesson, it's a practice.
可是当我们很认真的时候，你发现它对我们是个祝福。
But if we really pay attention, it will become our blessing.
当那个祷告很真实的 从我们心灵和真实向主倾心吐意的时候，你发现很容易遇见神。
If we really truly pour out our heart and sincerely pray, it's very easy to encounter God.
所以我希望大家一起加油，我们都在主的面前很认真，一步一脚印的来操练啊。
That's all practice diligently and make a solid lesson.
又回来开刀治病，再加上一回来又碰到 Family Month 家庭月，所以腓立比书一直被拖到今天。
Actually, we were gonna start about 6 months ago, but then because of Sister Nancy's sickness, and then after we came back from Taiwan, we started the month of family. So.We could not start until today.
所以你看我的题目从头一天直到今天。
That's why the title of the message is from the first day until.
今天我们要读腓立比书，其实腓立比书非常重要。
Actually, the book of Philippians is so important.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹，我也听过很多弟兄姊妹跟属灵前辈们讲，虽然圣经每一卷都宝贵。但是很多人最喜欢的一卷就是腓立比书。
Even though every book in the Bible is very important, but many saints' favorite book is the book of Philippians.
整卷书的中心在讲基督。
And the center theme of the book is Christ.
讲到在基督里，起码讲了40次，将近40次。
It mentioned about almost 40 times in Christ.
靠主喜乐也是讲到 in Christ.
Rejoice in the Lord.
所以有一首诗歌 In Christ Alone, 不光靠基督，唯独靠基督。
So there's a song In Christ Alone. Not only that, we need to be in Christ and only in Christ alone.
所以这是一卷特别的书，里面有特别的信息。
Because this is such a special book with a special message.
腓立比教会是一个特别的教会。
The church in Philippi is such a special church.
我上次的信息讲到腓立比教会几乎是保罗所有所建立的教会里面最叫他的心得到安慰的一个教会。
Last time I mentioned to you, among all the churches that Paul planted, the church in Philippi is about the church that really pleases his heart.
你会很惊讶，这样子一个才生的教会，刚刚建立的教会，就从头一天开始，他们就同心合一的兴旺福音。
You'll be so surprised this new church, newborn church, starting from the very beginning that they were advance the gospel in one accord.
圣灵在他们中间的工作非常的明显。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is so vivid among them.
这个教会是建立在祷告上的一个教会。
And this church is built on prayer.
他们常常祷告。
They pray often.
而且这个教会是一个充满爱心的教会。
And this church is a church filled of love.
他们虽然弟兄姊妹都非常的穷。
Even though they were in poverty.
他们却是在极穷之间格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
But even in their extreme poverty, they show the grace of charity.
他们听到哪里神的儿女们有需要，他们就奉献，就托人转过去。
Whenever they hear the needs of saints in other places, that they will put together donation and send it.
保罗离开他们以后，他们一次两次打发人送奉献去帮助保罗。
After Paul left them.Once and twice, they sent people to make offerings to Paul.
就连保罗现在写腓立比书的时候，他是在监狱里面写的。
Even when Paul was writing this book of Philippians, he was writing in prison.
但是离腓立比非常远，他在罗马的监狱写。但是腓立比教会立刻打发以发弗提送奉献到罗马来帮助他。
So he was actually in Roman prison, very far away from Philippi, but yet.Soon as they received this epistle, they immediately sent offering to help him.
所以，如果你要说今天有一个什么教会是值得我们羡慕的，值得我们当榜样的
，If you want to find a pick a church that can be our role model,
啊，原来我说在圣经里面，腓立比教会就是一个最好的榜样。
But actually, we don't have to look any far away. The church in Philippi is our best example.
把我们自己跟腓立比教会一比的时候，我们就在主的面前真的觉得惭愧啊。
If we compare our church with the church in Philippi, we feel ashamed.
所以难怪保罗说，我每逢想念你们，我心里面就欢喜。
No wonder Paul says, every time I think of you, my heart rejoices.
你不要以为这句话很简单哈。
Please do not take this statement lightly.
我跟你讲，很多传道人想到他服侍过的教会，他就流眼泪的。
Because many ministers and pastors, they think about the church that they have ministers, they will shed tears.
我跟你们讲过 ，Focus on the Family 调查说，美国现在每个月至少1500个到1700个牧者从牧场上退下来，他们打退堂鼓。
According to a survey by Focus on the Family, every month about 1500 to 1700 ministers or pastors leave.The field, the
你可以想象吗？每个月有1500个人不再做传道人，不再做牧师了，因为他们受伤，他们疲倦，他们退休退下来。
Can you imagine every month about 1500 or to 1700 ministers they will leave ministry because they're tired, worried, or wounded?
难道都是他们不好吗？都是他们软弱吗？都是他们缺少爱心吗
？Do you think it's all because of their faults that they lack of love or they are weak?
弟兄姊妹，这是服事是一件不容易的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, to serve in the ministry is not easy.
而且仇敌的诡计永远都是先攻击教会的 leader.
And the enemy is always targeting on the leader of the church first.
因为击打牧人，羊群就分散了，这是他一直的 strategy.
That's always the enemy's strategy, that they will strike down the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
你看保罗写哥林多书信你就晓得，那是心里面非常痛苦，可是保罗还是爱他们。
Just read the book of Corinthians. You can feel Paul's pain when he wrote these epistles, but yet he still loves them dearly.
他爱哥林多教会爱到说连命给他们都可以。
He loved a church in Corinth to a point that he was willing to give them his life.
但是哥林多教会却在那里说他是用心计来牢笼他们，想要贪财。
But yet the church in Corinth yet accused him for using wicked schemes.And then try to gain for his personal profit.
甚至用人身攻击啊，说他言语粗俗，其貌不扬。
They even slander him and for his appearance and even his talks.
弟兄姊妹，腓立比教会非常安慰保罗。
But yet the book in Philippi really comforted the heart of Paul.
腓立比书的信息是针对历世历代众教会的信息。
The message in the book of Philippians is a message to all churches throughout the generations.
而且腓立比书特别的地方是在于他把这位保罗这个服侍神的人活生生的刻画在我们眼前。
And what's even more special is that this book of Philippians really portray this servant Paul vividly in front of our eyes.
不仅仅看到一个服侍主的人应该是怎样。
Not only that, we get to see how a servant of God would be like.
也是让我们看见每一个基督徒，你想要在主的面前过一个正常的基督徒，一个丰盛的人生，需要怎么样子来过生活。
We also see how a normal Christian can live a fullness of life.In this book.
虽然时间很有限，但是我们需要读，好不好？
We need to read some passages.
那我是分十次来讲它。
I divided this book in 10 messages.
而且每一次都是在 combine meeting 的时候才讲。
And then I will only preach during combine meetings.
也是为了我们年轻的下一代，因为这卷书太重要。
For the sake of our next generation, because this book is so important.
那我虽然纲要会列的好像细细麻麻的，但是呢，我不见得都讲，好，先声明在前。
I want to tell you in advance that I may not go over every single point on the outline.
因为约翰福音读完以后，我们礼拜五是要读腓立比书。
Because on Friday night meeting.After we finish the book of John, then we will study Philippians.
我只是把分段列在这里，当作大家的参考。但是我是以信息为主。
So that these outlines can be used as your reference, but I'll focus on my message.
我们一起来读一下。
Let's read together.
我中文的弟兄姊妹念中文的，英文的弟兄姊妹念英文的啊。
So we'll all read together, Chinese and English.
但是因为我希望年轻人真的会念，因为我知道你们常常赖皮。
I hope that young people will really read.
所以你们用英文先开始念，好，念完第一节以后，中文的弟兄姊妹开始念。
Okay, so how about we read English first, and then the Chinese congregation will follow.
我要听到英文的声音 loud enough, 够大声。
The pastor you wants to hear your voice loud enough.
从第一节到十九节，请英文组的弟兄姊妹开始念。
So let's read from verse 1 through 19.
爸爸妈妈不可以帮忙啊。
So the adults cannot help.
来，请你们开始，谢谢。Amen. 来中文的，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父，并主耶稣基督归于你们。我每想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里。无论我是在捆锁之中，是在辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。无过的人，直到耶稣，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御云全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。有的传福基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的；那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意是要加增我捆锁的苦楚，这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和基督耶稣之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。好，我们就读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
在我们刚才读的这三段，十九节圣经，基本上我们分成三段啊。
We will divide these 19 verses into three sections.
第一大段是第一节到第八节，重在保罗为腓立比教会的祝福和为这个教会的感恩。
The first part is from verse 1 to 8, Paul's blessings and thanksgiving for the Philippian church.
第二个是第九节到十一节，保罗为腓立比教会的祷告。
Second section, Paul's prayer for the Philippian church.Verses 9 to 11.
第三个十二节到十九节，他就分享了一下他目前在监狱中的境况。
And lastly, verses 12 to 19, Paul's condition and testimony in prison.
也是等于向腓立比教会做见证啊。
It's like giving a testimony to the church in Philippi.
好，那我们现在回头来看保罗为腓立比教会的祝福和感谢。
Now let's look at Paul's blessings and thanksgiving for the church in Philippi.
我刚刚说过，保罗腓立比教会是特别叫保罗的心得安慰的教会。
As I mentioned that this church particularly comforted the heart of Paul.
不光是他们在爱心上常常帮助保罗，保罗甚至不跟任何其他的教会接受奉献，只接受腓立比的。
Not only that, they keep making offerings to Paul, and Paul sometimes only receives and accepts offerings from them and not other churches.
但是你从腓立比书的字里行间，你可以读出来保罗这么爱他们。
But from this book, you can tell that Paul loves them so much.
像你读到第四章，他说：“我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄。”
And then, up to chapter 4, he will say, "Oh, my beloved, the one I long."
然后他说到：“你们就是我的喜乐，就是我的冠冕。”
Says, "You are my joy and my crown."
啊，这一想到你就快乐哈。
Every time I think of you, I rejoice.
啊，我们以前台湾这个小的时候听他们流行歌，就什么一想到你就快乐。
It was a song I used to hear when I was a little child.Every time I think of you, I'm happy.
我相信地上只有一个人配得这句话，到一辈子都是这样的。
And I think only one person is worthy of this.
那你看保罗写信的时候，想到腓立比教会，他就喜乐。
And then in Paul's letter, every time he thinks of the Philippian church, he's rejoices.
然后他说：“你们就是我头上的冠冕，这是这个最荣耀的一个啊一件事情。”
And he even says that you are the crown on my head, such glorious statement.
啊、所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的很希望我们的教会在主的面前能够这样子讨主喜悦、啊、
How we hope that our church can please the Lord so much like this.、
啊、主耶稣能够指着我们的教会，能够让世人来到我们中间，发现这边有一般人就是不一样。
And then that the Lord will really say that this place and these people are different.
啊、我以前去过一些教会，我就很感动。哇，我是弟兄们上完厕所洗完手就会拿手上擦纸巾把自己旁边的水都擦掉、啊、
Once I visited a church, I was so impressed and very touched that brothers, after they wash hands in the bathroom, they will use the tissue to wipe the counter.
看到地上有垃圾就会捡起来，虽然不是他丢的。
And they will pick up trash on the floor, even though it was not.
有一次我到一个很大的教会，教会的长老陪我吃饭的时候，他们就觉得很丢脸的跟我讲，他说：“余弟兄，你知道吗？我们从前所有的整洁都自己做的。”
Once I visited a very large church, and the elders accompanied me at lunch, and he says that with shame that brother you, we used to do all the cleaning by ourselves.
那等到我们教会大的时候，我们把它包出去让别人做，弟兄姊妹的垃圾、纸杯、纸盘都乱丢，满地都是垃圾。
And the elder says after.When you have become a large church, we outsource the cleaning. And since then, brothers and sisters don't care, and then they just throw trash and they don't care.
他觉得很不好意思，哪里像个神家的见证
？He felt so ashamed and embarrassed that this is not the testimony of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，腓立比教会是让保罗想到就欢喜，想到就高兴，想到就说你们是我头上的冠冕。
And yet, Philippian church is the one that every time Paul thinks about, he rejoices and even claims that.They are the crown on his head.
保罗在这里为他们感恩，他说：“因为你们从头一天直到如今，都是同心合意的兴旺福音。”
And Paul was giving thanksgiving because from the first day on, because of their partnership in advancing the gospel.
请大家注意哈，头一天直到如今
says from the first day until now.
这个说时迟，那时快，已经十一二年了。
It's been about 听得懂吗？ 11 or 12 years. How time flies.
就是保罗去腓立比教会建立腓立比教会，到保罗写这封信的时候，中间已经隔了十一二年了。
So the time duration between Paul planted the church in Philippi until he wrote this epistle is about 11 or 12 years.
教会有一个长处，有一个优点，能够持续十二年不减少，这不是一件容易的事情。
It's not easy to keep something good.And without decreasing it for 11 or 12 years.
保罗甚至为他们祷告，不光从头一天直到如今，甚至直到基督的日子。
So Paul prays that not only from the first day until now, but from the first day until the day of Christ.
你发现很多人在跑马拉松的时候，一开始跑在前面的。
You see, many athletes, when they run marathon, they will run very fast at the beginning.
这些人常常都不是得第一名的。
But usually, they are not the champions.
哦，他们前面可以跑得很好。
Yes, they may run very good at the beginning.
但是后面跟不上去了。
And then they will lag behind.
但是弟兄姊妹，腓立比的教会从头一天直到如今，保罗甚至为他们祷告，直到基督的日子。
So the church in Philippi, they were doing well from the first day until now, and Paul prayed that they would continue to do well until the day of Christ.
这就是我今天的这一段信息的主题，从头一天直到。
That is the theme of my message from the first day until.
我们年轻的时候带领我们的一个弟兄，他。在他60岁生日的时候
When I was young, one of the counselors in our fellowship, When he celebrated his 60th birthday,
他在他60岁的时候，他太太送给他的生日卡上面就写了两个字。
On his birthday, his wife gave him a birthday card, and on the card it says,
"Finish well."
It says, "Finish well."
他就说我不知道中文应该怎么翻，底下有一个人讲善终。
He says, and then he says, "We don't know. I don't know how to translate the Chinese well." And someone translated like, "To die well."
Very good. 很多时候我们开头跑得还好。
Yes, oftentimes we run well at the beginning.
但是我们缺少的那个持续的力量。
But yet we lack the endurance.
撒母耳记下23章讲记载大卫的勇士的时候。
In 2 Samuel chapter 23, it recorded many mighty men of David.
很多人都很感动我们。
Many people were very touched by their
stories. 其中两个人。
One of them,
一个以利亚撒
his name is Eliezer.
他在那里守住神家的地位，不肯退。
He stationed himself and held on to the ground without retreating.
他说他的手臂疲惫，那个刀把都粘在手上了。
The Bible described that his arms were really tired and his hand got stuck to the sword.
Never give up, 从来没有放弃。
But he never gave up.
神让以色列人就大获全胜。
And finally, the Lord.Brought them victory.
另外一个人是撒玛。
Another person shot.
当腓利斯人来的时候，所有神的百姓都吓跑了，都逃掉了。
When the Philistine army came to attack, everyone fled from them.
他们要破坏红豆田，破坏他们所有农物的生产。
And the Philistines came to destroy the field of lentils.
要让神的儿女们没有粮食可以吃。
So that the people of God would lack food.
弟兄姊妹，我讲的每一句话后面都有属灵的意义。今天仇敌一直破坏神家，不让我们有粮食可以吃的。
Brothers and sisters, every statement I make here has a spiritual meaning.Behind it. Today, the enemy is trying to attack us so that we will lack spiritual food.
神的百姓宁可保护自己的性命，不要属灵的粮食了，不要生命的粮食了。
But yet, people of God rather run away and then for their lives without protecting spiritual food.
但是撒玛却守住那块红豆田。
But Shama held on to the field.
一直在那里跟腓利斯人征战，到最后整个局面转败为胜。
He held on and stood on his ground.Until the situation started to turn around.
以色列百姓又全部回来，一同来追，一同来杀这些腓利斯人。他们那天大获全胜。
Until people of God came back and to the war, and then that day they had great victory.
这个叫做持守的力量。
And that is the enduring strength.
这个叫做持续的力量。
And that is the continuous enduring strength.
从头一天兴旺福音。
From the first day on, participating in the gospel.
看见神大能的作为，他们当然很兴奋。
When they saw the mighty work of God, of course they got excited.
鬼被赶出去了。
If they saw demon got cast out.
保罗跟希拉在监狱里面唱诗、祷告、唱诗、赞美神，地大震动。
When Paul and Silas sang praises in the prison, and then the earth shake.
犯人锁链全脱，监门大开。弟兄姊妹，那是一个大的神迹，大的见证。
And all the chains on the prisoners fell off, and the prison door opened. That is a great miracle, great testimony.
狱卒全家信耶稣，弟兄姊妹，这都是激励，激励，激励。
And the entire household of the prison guard became Christians. These were such great encouragements.
这个时候我们容易继续传福音。
At that moment, it's very easy to continue to press on and preach the gospel.
但是不久保罗希拉就走了。
But then before long, Paul and Silas will leave their church.
都是刚信主的这些弟兄姊妹们。
And what they left behind were new Christians.
他们可能传福音，别人不信啊。
Maybe they preach the gospel and no one will believe.
而且他们当时传福音常常受到逼迫的。
And then at that time when they preach the gospel, they often got persecuted.
但是你发现保罗接到他们，我相信保罗绝对不是随便乱夸他们的哈。但是他们却从头一天直到如今。
I'm sure Paul did not just praise them casually. I'm sure they pressed on from the first day until now.
而且在第一章快结束的时候，保罗说：“你们同有一个心志，站立得稳。”为所信的福音齐心努力，在1章28节。
And then, chapter 1, verse 28, it says that you will continue on until today.
所以弟兄姊妹，传福音一直是腓立比教会的特点。
So brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel is always a characteristic of Philippine church.
那我也希望大家要明白，圣经上所说到福音，不是只是叫不信耶稣的人得救而已。
And I hope that we know. When the Bible talks about about the gospel is not just to convert non-believers.
福音本身，借用于师母上个礼拜的话啊，真理和恩典都是一个人。
What is gospel? Like what Sister Nancy mentioned last week, all truth and grace are about a person.
是一个 living person 讲到耶稣基督自己。
A living person, Jesus Christ Himself.
而圣经里面讲到论到福音，讲到他的儿子耶稣基督。
The Bible says.Concerning the gospel, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
这是在罗马书第一章，马可福音第一章也那里讲到神的儿子，就是福音的起头。
And in the beginning of Mark, it says the Son of God, the beginning of the gospel.
所以我们任何跟人分享基督
，So every time when we share about Christ,
不管是对没信主的、对信主的、对信主多年的，当我们在这里享受基督、分享基督，都在分享福音。
Whenever time we share aboutChrist, whether to non-believers or mature Christians or new Christians, we are sharing the gospel.
所以我们教会希望说，从现在开始，每一个月至少每个月月底，我们在教会礼拜六晚上要有福音的聚会。
We hope that starting from now, we will have once a week, once a month, we'll have spent one Saturday night.Have gospel meeting.
因为我真的希望弟兄姊妹不要把福音当作只是一件事情，只是教会的一个 program.
I hope that we will not regard gospel as a program or task.
福音应该是我们的生命，是我们迫不及待，是我们忍不住的 outflow 啊，一个就想出来的东西。
Gospel should be something that we just cannot contain and we just outflow from us.
就像那天晚上，一个福音朋友没有，都没有。
Even if on that day, there's no gospel friends.
我们照样传福音。
We still preach the gospel.
因为福音就是神的大能。
Because gospel is the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，有一个我忘了是施布真还是谁，有一次圣灵感动他，他叫他到野外对着一堆草在那里传福音。
I don't know who this story is about. Maybe Spurgeon. One day, the Holy Spirit moved him to go to the wilderness to preach the gospel.To grass,
他不能明白对着那一堆干草传什么福音啊
！He couldn't understand why preach the gospel to a field of grass.
当他顺服主在那里宣告福音大能的时候
，So he obeyed and proclaimed the power of the gospel.
从草后面爬出一个人来
，And then suddenly from the grass field, from the bushes,
整个人生绝望，不想活了，把自己躲在那边，结果福音就进来了。
So there was a person so desperate and despaired, without hope.That he came out because he heard the gospel.
我们负责传，圣灵负责来见证。
So our job is to proclaim and preach, and it's the job of Holy Spirit to testify.
这就是腓立比教会。
And that is the church of Philippi.
我最近在读一本书，里面看到一个见证，看到一些见证，我很感动啊。
I'm reading a book, and then there's some testimonies recorded in the book that really touched me.
整个教会都是活的，就是向外传福音，要把耶稣基督介绍给人。
The entire church is vivid and lively. They just want to share the gospel. They just want to introduce Jesus to people.
我这样讲没有要要求你们。好，那其中有一对弟兄姊妹结婚的时候。
Okay, I'm going to say this, and it's not a requirement. So in the book, it says when the brothers and sisters get married,
弟兄姊妹开车到城里面的贫民窟去。
And then, so they request that brothers and sisters will drive to the impoverished area of the town.
去邀那些穷人，那些 homeless 无家可归的人来参加他的婚礼。
And then they ask brothers and sisters to go and invite those poor people and homeless people to come to their wedding.
结婚前那个 gift list 去登记要送新郎新娘什么东西的时候，他全部都是想到穷人可能需要什么，需要食物，需要被子，需要衣服，需要鞋子、袜子，他就列了一大堆，请大家送给他们的礼物就是给这些穷人。
So on their wedding registry, all the things that they listed are the things that they think the poor people will need, like clothing, comforter, blankets, food, socks, whatever that the poor people might need.
特别请求牧师在婚礼上一定要传福音，而且一定要为病人祷告。
And then they particularly ask the pastor who will officiate the wedding to preach the gospel and pray for the sick at the wedding.
婚礼一完，新郎新娘站在那个 food table 在那边 serve 穷人。
So after the wedding ceremony, the bride and the groom stood behind the food table and served the poor.
很多人感动，很多人那天听了福音，还有一个病人真的是脸上这边挂着那个车祸撞的那个 brace， 整个拆掉头可以动了。
So many people were very touched, And there was even one person was having a brace around the neck due to car accident, and he got completely healed.
同样一个教会里面有一个年轻学生。
There was another church, and there was a young student.
也不是传道人，也不是什么，就是很平凡的一个学生。
He was just a regular student, not a preacher, not a minister.
他有一天出去订披萨。
One day he went out to order pizza.
他就买披萨，就跟后面的 cashier 传福音。
And then when he was ordering pizza, he shared the gospel with the cashier.
而且光跟他传不够哈，旁边 drive through 的 window 有一辆车子，里面有三个男孩子，他也透过窗户跟他们传福音。
He even tried to reach out to the three people in the truck outside the drive through window, and they tried to preach the gospel to them.
就他买完东西出来的时候，发现那三个人没有走，在停车场吃。
And then after he got his pizza, he came to the parking lot and noticed that those three men in the truck, they were in the parking lot. Still.
他又跑到他们车上，就跟他们继续传。
So he went on. He went to them and their truck, continued to share the gospel.
他看到坐在后座的那个人腿瘸了啊。
And then he saw this passenger on the back seat that he was crippled.
他那个 broken leg, 他也是绑着 brace, 所以他就说我可以为你祷告吗？
So he had a broken leg with a brace, so he had a cast, so he asked him, can I pray for you?
他说当然可以啊。
He says, of course.
他就祷告主，他说圣灵啊，你一定要来做工。
He says, Holy Spirit, you have to come.
就他为他那个人祷告以后，那个人腿突然好了、
so、prayed,
他跑下车子来，把他全部拆掉，腿可以动。
And then after his prayer, this person got so excited, he went out of the truck, took out the cast, and he was able to move.
你知道吗？这三个人一起把那个 trunk 打开来，里面放着他们平常吸的毒品，拿出来丢在地上，脚踩烂，然后跟着他到教会去了。
And you know what happened? These three young people, in the front seat.They immediately got out of the car and then took out the drugs and stuff that they kept in their truck. And they just took out and stumbled on the ground and then followed him to church.
到他们教会的祷告中心，当场悔改认罪，接受主。
So they went to their prayer center, prayer chapel, and immediately they accepted the Lord.
We thank you for your listening.And hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.